Mr. Gordon Destry of rural Brussels discusses here his days as a fisherman. He still fishes on weekends whenever he gets a chance. Mrs. Destry joined in the conversation too. Mr. Destry is one of the youngest fishermen interviewed. His interview took place in their home on the 18th of February, 1976. The interviewer is Linda Green. In what year? It was 1932.
32.
Yeah, and how did you learn how to fish?
From my dad. He's the one that had the nets first, so I started going out with him, and he kept on fishing afterwards.
Did you go out with brothers and sisters?
I had brothers that would come out too. I had one brother that fished with me for quite a few years. In fact, he's still fishing with me.
So you went into business together later?
Well, I own the nets, and we fish on partnership, but I own all the nets.
How does that work? Does he get the same...
A certain percentage of the fish.
When do you go fishing today? I mean, now?
What time you go?
How much you fish at this time?
Or, like now, we aren't fishing much because there's no fish. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would be fishing quite a few nets.
But you usually fished on weekends, though.
It's just on weekends now, that's all.
Because you have another job.
Yeah.
I have another job.
Did that happen a lot, where people would have another job in town and
now there are a lot that have different jobs and just do the fishing on the weekends.
When you first started, you didn't have, that's all you did was
that's
fish.
All I did was fish.
You said for some years you fished in the summers too.
I did fish in the summer, but it took a lot of ice, and we had to ship our fish to Chicago, and sometimes they'd get our fish for hardly nothing, because they'd tell you that they were culled, so that way they got the fish for nothing.
That was in Chicago where they
were? In Chicago, yes.
What did you do with your fish in the winter time?
We sold them to the fish houses out of Green Bay, mostly.
And why didn't they use those fish in the summer that you caught?
Well, I don't know. You take in summer, it's pretty hard to keep fish, and that's why that. Pretty hard fishing.
Maybe the trucks weren't refrigerated.
No, the trucks weren't refrigerated.
So I suppose it just went in those boxes with that ice, and maybe it was melted by the time it got to Chicago.
But a lot of people around here did both farming and fishing for a while. You said that your sons helped you with fishing at one point.
They did help on weekends when they weren't in school.
Did your daughter help do anything that way?
She came a few times.
And how long did you keep making the nets yourselves?
Well, it must be about 10 years since I've made any nets, no.
Well, nets last a long time if you take care of them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of care do you give them?
Well, they
nylon twine in the nets, and that will hold out for a long time.
And you have to make sure that they're dry before you put them away, too, you know.
When you did your summer fishing, did you have a boat?
Yes.
Of your own?
A 20-foot boat that we were fishing with.
Did you buy that in this area, or?
The boat?
That's the one that you built.
Have it.
Yeah. Oh, so you built it yourself?
Yes.
What materials did you use?
I use redwood and I forget what the bottom is made out of now. It's it's a light, made light, but I just can't think of what kind of wood the bottom is made of.
And where did you store it? In the
store it in my barn, no.
Yeah? Would you take it out every winter, though?
Every winter we'd take it out and leave it on the beach. But seeing no fish in summer, I had it stored here in the barn for quite a while.
I was wondering if you had any shellfish that you got out of the bay, like any
no.
crayfish or mussels.
No,
that was never a part of it. So you mostly fished. You mentioned the perch and whitefish.
Yeah. Well, we fished carp for a few years too. But we gave that up for a couple of years. We weren't getting any more carp, but then they started coming back, but we didn't have any more nets, so we quit fishing carp.
Wow. What year was that they were around?
I don't know. I'd say that was around 1945. We weren't getting any more.
But now they're getting quite a bit.
Oh, again. They're getting a lot of carp. Yeah.
But they can't fish carp because they can't sell them.
On account of PCB.
Yeah.
Oh.
They
what
can't
do you
go
think
out of state.
That?
Well, there's something with it, but these carp here can't be shipped out of the state, but they can eat them in the state, so what difference does it make?
Well, I think if they'd be prepared right in that, I don't think that there's any danger, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you said something about that you didn't have the right kind of nets for the carp. How are the nets different for the carp than for
larger mesh? You have to use about an 8-inch mesh net for carp, where you only use a 2.5-inch for perch. So that's quite a difference.
What about whitefish? Is that a different net again?
That's a different net. That's 4.5-inch mesh.
And smelt is a smaller mesh.
Smelt is a 1.5-inch mesh.
Yeah. Are those regulations?
Yes.
That's regulations. Yes.
When did they come in?
Oh, that always was regulations from years back.
How did you figure out where the fish were?
Well, setting a bunch of nets, you usually find a place where there's more fish, and then you keep on setting more nets in that one area.
Sometimes they used to reset the nets, you know, where the fish were. If they noticed there was more fish in one spot, they'd pull out the nets and fish in that. So it didn't mean that when they'd set the nets one place, it'd stay there all winter. Sometimes they'd move the nets.
Oh. Yeah. Did you ever have any fish traps?
Some more?
Any fish traps?
No, never have no fish traps.
Could you describe for me again how you fixed your fish for your meals? You said you ate a lot of fish. How about perch soup?
Perch soup, well, it's just about the same as vegetable soup, except the perch take the place of the meat in the soup. Yeah, we had potatoes, and carrots, and onions. Well, almost any vegetable that you'd put in vegetable soup. And then we had the white fish soup, the milk soup. I used to brown a little butter and with some onions. And after that was brown, well, then I'd put my milk in it. And after the milk would come to a boil, I'd put the white fish in. And then when the meat was starting to loosen from the bones, I'd take the white fish out, and I'd take the skin off and the bones, and I'd put it back in my kettle again. And then I'd leave it warm up just a little bit, not come to a boil anymore, just so it's barely warmed up, and I'd take it off the stove. Then I'd first season it after it was off. And then the other perch and that we used to fry. You can deep fry it or in oil, or you can fry it in some other, you know. A lot of people use a little butter and a little well, any kind of shortening you can use for it. And sometimes I use Bisquick. I turn the perch in Bisquick, and it brown, and they get really nice and brown. Yeah. So. And then that other, like the lawyers, well, we either boil them and with a little caraway seed, so it tastes more like lobster. Well, there's a poor man's lobster, I guess you call it. And then we dip it in butter, just like they do lobster. And then there was that, oh, then the lawyers too, we used to put a little butter in the pan put a little bit of water. It would be more like stewing it, you know. And then when the meat would kind of flake, well, then we know it was getting done. And there would be a little gravy left on because there was, so that, and we season it. So.
Did you ever smoke any fish?
Oh yeah, that Gordon smoked.
Oh, I smoked quite a few fish. In fact, I'm supposed to smoke some carp this weekend.
Oh, yeah? How do you do it?
I have a big refrigerator made into a smokehouse. I can smoke about 50 pounds of fish at a time in it.
Is that fish that you keep for the family, or...?
We share it up between the families.
But tell her that you have to soak it in salt and that.
Well, I have to. It takes a while because the day before you have to soak all that fish in salt brine. And takes about 6 to 7 hours for smoking.
Why does it take so long?
If you smoke them faster, they're going to be overcooked. Mm-hmm. So you have to smoke them slow to have the smoke penetrate the meat, and then after they're almost done, you put quite a bit of heat on to cook them through.
What kind of heat do you have now?
The what?
What kind of heat do you use?
The heat to
the
smoke,
heat?
To
the wood.
It's a wood fire.
Apple tree. Wood. You can use apple tree or maple.
And that tastes the best?
That's what tastes the best.
That gives a flavor to the... But last time you put brown sugar in. Didn't you use brown sugar when...
I put brown sugar in when I smoked some trout, and it gave them a different taste, and they liked them better.
It was like a little sweeter, I think. Yeah. I think that's why it made a difference.
Yeah. Where did you put the brown sugar?
In the salt brine.
In the
salt brine itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you do with the smoked fish afterwards? Do you freeze it, or...?
You could freeze them, but you can, after they're smoked, you can keep them for over a week. So we never have any trouble of getting rid of them.
So it's do neighbors come to get some too?
No, neighbors usually don't, but some of the fellows that I work with get some. The brothers and brother-in-laws and nephews.
So you're pretty well known that way.
Yeah.
Was that very typical that people did that?
Well, they used to, but now there aren't too many smoking.
When there was lots of herring, then they used to.
Yeah, then they used to, but not anymore.
And did they, most of them, make their own smokehouses?
No, they do, yeah.
Yeah, but
years ago, too.
Yeah, but they had different ones years ago.
They made wooden smokehouses about, I'd say, about 4 feet square and about 7 feet high, and had screens and that put the fish on.
Before, you used to hang the fish on nails, right?
Yeah, with herring, yeah. But carp, lay them on screens.
What would be the difference in those two fish that way?
Carp is all cut in chunks. And herring is left whole. So you have to hang them.
Do you ever pickle any?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, some pickle suckers.
Gordon is the one that pickles because he likes them. I don't care for pickled fish.
Oh, pickle suckers are the best.
A trout is good, but we don't pickle the trout. We just... was it a teaspoon of salt and
we can them the trout.
We cut them in chunks and we can them.
Oh. Did you ever sell any of the things that you canned or you smoked?
No. We always kept it for ourselves. In fact, here's a jar of trout, canned trout.
And then how do you fix that?
Well, you can fix it anyway. You can use salad dressing and onions, you know, and for sandwiches and that, or just...
You use that the same as buying the salmon,
yeah, the
canned
salmon,
the same thing.
See, and the oil comes on there. You just put salt and that forms an oil on like that.
But, the oil
comes
from the fish itself?
From the fish itself, yeah.
How about salt fish? Did you just salt the fish?
No, not anymore. We used to, when years ago, when we'd get a lot of herring, we used to salt the herring. But now that there aren't any herring, we never salt any fish at all.
And did you ever have roe? The fish eggs?
Oh, Gordon, you
Yeah, perch eggs. That.
I don't care for that. You fried, but I don't care for it.
Oh, right? I always. I usually keep the perch eggs when I clean perch. In fact, I had some here about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah, when you got some perch.
How did you keep those?
Well, he fixed them right away as soon as he got them, you know.
Yeah.
What was your setup for cleaning fish when you were done?
I have something to sit on with something that holds the tail of the fish. After a while, when I go and show you the nets, I'll show you what they use to use fish.
But did you have to clean all the ones that you're going to sell?
Well, we've been, all last summer, we cleaned all our the fish that we'd catch. Otherwise, before, we wouldn't clean very many fish. We'd sell them whole. We never had to clean any.
Lawyers you had to dress?
It was only lawyers that we'd dress, but perch, we'd just sell them raw.
Now, why do you have to clean them now?
Well, most of the time, they don't go to the fish market. It's people that buy them around, local people, so they want them clean, so they have easier.
So has that just changed recently, that people, local people, will buy instead of fish market?
Yes, because there's a scarcity of perch, so that's why that they come to get some here.
What are they, people from Brussels, or how far do they come from?
Oh, from Brussels, around here.
Algoma.
Algoma
too?
Yeah, there's some from Algoma.
There used to be
too.
Some coming from Manitowoc and Two Rivers, and for lawyers. Well,
in winter, a few years back, we'd sell an awful lot of fish here. On weekends, people would come from Manitowoc and all over.
About what year was that?
Well, it was up till the last 5 years here, but I remember one time that we had over 2,000 pounds of herring and sold it all at home at 10 and 15 pounds a box in one day.
How did people hear about you?
One would get the hold of that from someone else, and we still get a lot of calls from people that want fish, but we had an awful lot of them from Manitowoc coming to buy fish. And of course, now that we don't get any more lawyers, that we aren't doing much fishing, well, they forget about coming.
You didn't set a pond there for quite a few years, huh?
Oh, must be 10 years now that I didn't set a pond there. I had one ready to set this year, then we got too much snow, otherwise I'd have had an awful lot of lawyers. We'd have had them by the tons this year.
Why would this have been a good year?
Well, there's a lot of lawyers, nobody fishing them, so we know there's a lot of lawyers in the bay.
And you get some in your gill nets.
Oh, we're getting a lot of them in gill nets, which is unusual to get that many in the gill nets.
What would you do the winters that you didn't have a lot of fish?
I go to Florida.
No, you didn't. You just stay home.
I don't know what I'd do if I wouldn't be fishing.
Well, you've had some bad seasons.
I'd probably go fishing hook and line instead of fishing nets.
So you enjoy fishing?
Because I don't know, it seems hard when you got to stay one weekend that you don't go out on the ice at all. I do a lot of fishing during the summer, too. Of course, hook and line besides fishing nets, and, a few nets.
How How many people are still fishing around here, commercially?
Oh, there's only about a dozen fishing around here, which...
You mean this year there are so many?
There's about a dozen fishing. Last year there's, I think, from Green Bay up to here, there might have been three or four fishing. And years ago, there could have been 200 fishermen from Green Bay up to here.
Wow.
So, quite a difference.
And most of that change is...
Well, that's most of a change from about, 20 years, 15 to 20 years. Gradually losing some fishermen right along, but then about 20 years ago, a lot of them went to work at the shipyard. Well, they'd forget about fishing, so...
And why did some of the people keep on, do you think?
Must be in their blood. I think that's what it is with Gordon. It's not in mine. I don't fish hook and line. I don't go out on the boat. So I guess it's one of those things.
Yeah.
I just don't enjoy it, so there's no use to go, you know.
Bought a 17-foot boat about 9 or 10 years ago, and she never went once in it.
Once I did when Todd. Yeah, last summer, you know, when Todd was going.
Oh, last summer, yeah. Well, you never went in there.
I just don't enjoy it, and to go and get sick, I might as well stay home. I just don't feel safe, that's all. You know, I get such a feeling that, oh.
When the fish are biting, I go almost every night.
Yeah?
He always says it's a good place to relax, but it isn't for me.
What do you do when he's gone?
I don't do too much. That's what everybody wonders to. Well, before I used to work, but I had to give it up. See, I was working in the kitchen at Southern Door.
Oh.
But I didn't go back this fall, so I gotta be a little careful what I do. I got a heart condition. So that's why I don't really, I should really have a hobby. I don't have too much of that either.
You kept busy with work for quite a while.
Yeah. So, well, when the grandchildren come, I have something to do too. So.
Did you ever catch any blue fins?
What?
Blue fins.
Blue fins? Oh, years ago we used to get quite a few blue fins, but we get once in a while one. We got one in the net the other day, blue fins you get now will weigh about 2-2.5 pounds. They're just about the size of white fish. But we used to get a lot of blue fins.
What kind of fish are they?
There's quite a few. There's perch.
Yeah, but didn't you want to explain what the blue fin was, or is that what you want?
I asked about the blue fin, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, she wanted to know what kind of a fish the blue fin was.
It's like a herring. Same as a herring, and it looks almost like a whitefish, bigger scales than a whitefish. But they don't grow quite as big as a whitefish, that's the only difference. Mm.
Did you catch them in the same type of net?
They get rolled in the perch nets, they don't get caught in the twine, in the mesh, they just get rolled in.
What does rolled in mean?
They get rolled in the twine and tangled in the twine, and instead of getting their heads in the mesh. Oh.
So. What are the perch habits now? Do you know?
I really don't know. At during the spawning season, you can go out here and fish hook and line for a perch, and you'll never get any until after they're through spawning. Then they'll start biting.
About when is that?
They'll start biting after the 20th of May, about the 20th, the first of June. Outside of that, I don't know. They've got bad habits. They'll come around the net.
How about the spawning of other fish? Are there usually set times?
There's certain times and they spawn. Lake trout will spawn in fall, whitefish will spawn in fall, smelt spawn in spring, perch spawn in spring, suckers in spring. There's some trout that will spawn in spring. Walleye spawn in spring. And catfish in midsummer. Bullheads in midsummer and rock bass in midsummer.
See. Were there any parasites on your boats at all? Did you have any problems with that? No. And we were wondering how you raised your money for your boat. Was that something that you did all, you paid for all at once, or?
For what?
For your boat, your fishing boat.
Fishing boat?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, how did you get the money for it?
Oh, how did you get the money?
Yeah.
Oh, fishing.
Yeah. Goes back into fishing.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me that long ago there were plank shares that different people would invest in part of the boat, but that was earlier, maybe.
Boats were a cheap building at the time. If you had a couple hundred dollars, you could build yourself a good boat. And outboard motors weren't too expensive, and buy a small motor instead of buying a big one. So I remember the first motor that I had, I paid $50 for it.
About what year was that you got a motor?
That would have been about 1935, I guess. I bought 35 or 36 that I bought the first motor.